I love avias.
Just go to the back window and get all the Mexican food you want.
Do you ever go to Lupita's?
Yes.
What does Lupita sell?
I go to the one up
on Donovan?
There's a new one down here on North Mesa that they opened up.
Oh, huh.
And they do a big takeout business. Mm-hmm. The one up at Cañotillo, up on the hill. What do you call that place? Pearson runs the tree place and his wife runs the Mexican food place. You don't know about that? Oh, you gotta go. You've got some learning to do. You go through Cañotillo to the light where you turn and go across the river, and you turn to your right and go up on this, about 3 blocks up on the side of the hill back up there. Mm-hmm. Wonderful place for Mexican food.
There's one place that's supposed to have really hot Mexican food too. And I forgot what the name of it is. I think it's another one with a woman's name. And it's up, I think it's up towards Las Cruces. Maybe it's in Cañotillo, I can't remember.
What is the name of this place? Good heavens above.
But it's just like a little hole in the wall, you know, and it's got the hottest Mexican food you'll find anywhere.
Well, I'm surprised I don't know about it, because I like mine hot.
I think it's on Donovan. I mean, I think it's right on Donovan. Well, if I think of it, I'll call you up and tell you.
Well, you know, you all live in the valley up there, don't you?
Well, we live in the west side. We live on the west side. We never get up to that little restaurant. My dad told me about it because he went with his boss. And
okay. I can't say the name of it.
No, well, maybe
it'll come to me.
Okay, corn that you pick up and eat is called
corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm. And the things that you have to peel off the corn are called
shucks.
Mm-hmm. How about the strings inside that you have to get off the corn?
Silk.
Mm-hmm. And there's different kinds of pintos are one kind of it, but there's also green ones and they're called
beans.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, frijoles.
Uh huh. If somebody said to you that they ate beans for dinner, what would that mean to you?
Well, because you're on the border, they're probably talking about frijoles, but, mm-hmm. you know, I love green beans. I love green peas.
Yeah, so if it wasn't a specific kind of bean, like I had green beans or I had lima beans, you'd just assume it was frijoles.
I would.
Okay.
On the border, living here, I would, mm-hmm. yes, because mm-hmm. that's usually what you get.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what about those brown vegetables that grow under the ground? They have eyes.
Potatoes?
Mm-hmm. And those red vegetables that you can slice up, not tomatoes, but you slice them up, and they're just pure red, and you can make juice out of them. The
beets.
Mm-hmm.
Beets.
Mm-hmm.
You can pickle them, too. That's what Joyce does to them.
To what?
Pickle them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Fabulous.
How about the big yellow vegetables?
Squash.
Mm-hmm.